Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as we broadcast out on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website to hear us on their stream over there if you want to listen that way. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the biggest markets out there. And we're also broadcasting on a number of leading independent stations out there around the countryside. So we get a great cross-section of listeners, and we're very happy to be able to talk to all of you folks. Now, also, we want to let you know that you can hear us around the world on the stream on the Internet. If you have Internet of any type, a telephone that's got Internet, or your computer or your car or whatever, you could be listening to us on the Internet wherever you're at, however you're at. And we also are on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite as well. So a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our on-duty military, our active military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate you. To the FedEx and UPS drivers, appreciate all the work you're doing. To the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail for everybody, appreciate that too. And the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and whatnot around the countryside so that we can get to where we got to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. We're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for the website. Now, joining us right now, we have got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And up on line one, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning. And it's a balmy 78 degrees right now, Kyle, so we lost another degree, but it's still comfortable.
Well, that's good. Well, that's a good way to start the weekend.
Yep, got clear skies here, too. And you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let that one slide by you. People need to use that a little bit more and think about it before they run their mouths with some of the things they get. Well, Kyle, go right ahead. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise, and
morning.
Happy weekend to you. Good morning.
You
yes,
too.
Yes, indeed. Well, I tell you what, we want to cover a little bit here this morning, and certainly about China. We're going to ask you about that. But to start off, The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is saying that Vladimir Putin was provoked into attacking Ukraine and believes that Ukraine needs to now just be neutral, and maybe that'll help put things back. You know, what do you think about all this?
Sarkozy is an idiot, because that doesn't explain Russia taking Crimea or attacking the eastern Donbass region in 2014. That's when the war started, in 2014 under Obama. So Sarkozy, go back into retirement, dude. Stay there.
Well, but it's almost just terrible. Well, it is terrible to try to justify somehow this horrible war that's been going on for over 2 years, and simply to say, well, it's not Vladimir Putin's fault. No, he was the aggressor here, no matter what.
No matter what. So notice Sarkozy didn't say anything about Putin killing innocent people.
Indeed, you're right about that. And so, unfortunately, the matter of perspective, I think, is a misinformed and bad perspective, evidently.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Putin has violated every law of war there is, too. So, I mean, that's why he's under arrest. Not that he's going to leave the country, they can get him, by the International Criminal Court for war crimes.
Indeed, indeed. Well, China's foreign ministry on Friday, they tried to avoid some questions about the whereabouts of their defense minister. His name is Li Shengfu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was appointed back in March. Nobody's seen him for a couple of weeks. What's going on there?
He hasn't been seen in public in a couple of weeks, but he is allegedly under house arrest, pending investigation. Now, why would that be? Well, he's in charge of procurement of weapon systems and ammunition and so forth. And he does travel, or at least he did. And I think that there are some that were traveling with him and felt that he was maybe too open or too candid with, other counterparts, military counterparts in foreign countries, and so I think he was probably reported, and they put him under house arrest.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more after this break coming up here. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And I will take it right away and remind you that this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, are brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico has been saving people money for over 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 27 million drivers. And that number continues to go up. Now, you can find out what it would cost for you to get a price quote given to you via the Internet by going to their website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go right there, type in the information about the car or the truck you're driving, and get a quote right off the bat. Now, if you happen to have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV, you can add that to your car policy, and your overall premium will drop. Now, where it really, really falls down is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance into the mix. Then you'll see your car insurance drop down drastically. So go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see what they can do for you. And they'll also be able to give you the name of the closest agent, so you can check that out as well. Whatever it takes, I guess is the way we'll put this, whatever it takes. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, and Mr. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, Denise, the UAW and, of course, the automakers, they're going to be resuming these talks. Of course, the strike is just in its infancy here, but we know that there's going to be a major effect. But are the two sides going to be able to come together at some point?
Well, first of all, this strike is affecting three states. I think the union members are a little unreasonable here on what they're asking for. In fact, I think they're ridiculously unreasonable. And then Biden comes out and he says, well, I'm the most pro-union president ever, and I stand with the labor talks, and I stand on the side of labor, blah, 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 blah. These car manufacturers made billions and billions and billions of dollars, and they ought to be sharing their profits with their employees. Okay, so I charted on over to Ford Motor Company's information and looked it up and said, oh, well, Ford Motor Company has a profit-sharing program. And in February of this year, Ford Motor Company employees got a minimum of $9,713 in profit-sharing. So I would say maybe Joe Biden ought to do a little bit of work here before he insinuates that the employees do not get a share of the profits.
He was too busy being a college professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
Or something. Yeah, exactly. Here's the other thing, and little Miss Corrine Jean-Pierre was asked about this yesterday, and it's an interesting fact. Electric vehicles take less employees to build. Take less employees to build an electric vehicle than they do a gasoline vehicle or a diesel vehicle.
Right.
Having said that, that's part and parcel of the reason that the unions are upset, because they're going, if Ford is forced, or any of the car manufacturers are forced to make more electric vehicles, they need less employees. Interesting,
They can't sell what they got now.
Well, they can't make money on them either, even including all the subsidies and tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
So these car manufacturers are almost like the energy companies. They're being literally policy extorted monetarily to comply with all things green energy. And so the union employees, the UAWs, have no use for Joe Biden, none, zero. There were several members that were interviewed yesterday, and they don't have any use for the man.
Well, that's right.
He's out there touting.
Exactly. I was going to bring up to you that, yeah, there's a former member, a former president, rather, of the UAW, saying that they feel abandoned by the Democrat Party. And I don't think they've even endorsed Biden as of yet, which they would have done, of course, before. But, yeah, there's a rift there, isn't there?
Well, yeah. But, you know, on the other hand, there's no reason for there to be unions anymore. I mean, when you get really down to brass tacks and really what is happening here, unions have lived way beyond their usefulness. So what's going to happen now is that these car manufacturers or any other unions that can, they're going to start moving a lot more of their production into right-to-work states, so they don't go through this again.
Mm-hmm.
So the other interesting thing is, and I think if you kind of look at history, World War II, the United States needed virtually every single American not on the front lines of World War II to be working for the cause. And Ford Motor Company is one of the larger companies that retooled in order to build whatever they could possibly build for the cause.
Yep.
Tanks, airplane parts, and everything else. Well, perhaps now it might be interesting for them to consider doing, again, some of the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. I sure agree. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I think you're right, Denise. There seems to be a missing sort of singular purpose that that America can bring to bear on certain things, and unfortunately sometimes it takes some of the kind of a war or an attack or something like that in order to get it to happen, but we'd be very powerful if we could just do it anyway. Let me ask you real quick here on domestic side here, domestic politics. You've got the L.A. mayor afraid that there's going to be plane fulls of illegal immigrants coming into Los Angeles. I mean, what does she expect? Aren't they supposed to be a sanctuary city?
Well, there was quite a few that arrived in San Diego. So San Diego's kind of flipped out. And so now Karen Bass is flipped out, the mayor of Los Angeles. And if anybody gets a chance, I would, you know, trot on over to I guess YouTube here at this point, and look at the protest that happened yesterday outside the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. You had AOC, and you had Jerry Nadler, and, you know, the rest of the the Congress people that represent the area, all standing outside the Roosevelt Hotel trying to support the migrants. But I'll tell you what, these New Yorkers were not putting up with it. I mean, were absolutely not putting up with it. Every one of those Congress members that were trying to, you know, say something to the microphones were shouted down in the biggest way. New Yorkers are fed up to their eyelashes with these migrants.
Well, as a matter of fact, Denise, exactly. Well, as a matter of fact, Denise, this is exactly how it sounded. As they're screaming and yelling.
Yep.
That's what it sounded like, and it was definitely a cacophony, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think they could get to the point where it could actually happen, you know, in Los Angeles. Maybe Karen Bass is looking at New York and going, uh-oh. But I think, and, you know, they they kind of still want to blame Greg Abbott, but Greg Abbott has sent, you know, maybe 10% of the migrants to New York.
Sure.
The 90% were sent by the Department of Homeland Security and the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kyle?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I think we're going to hear the music here in just about a couple of seconds, but don't forget, everybody, it's Denise Simon. That's founderscode.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you Monday morning bright and early. Okay. Denise Simon, everybody. And we'll talk to her on Monday morning. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you got a lot more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. We got more to talk about on the other side of this here break. Our military and veterans news coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The last three suspects charged in connection with the attempted kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are being acquitted. Eric Moleiter, William Knoll, and Michael Knoll were each acquitted on one count of providing material support for a terrorist act. They were the last three of 14 total suspects arrested in connection. Nine other defendants have already been convicted and issued lengthy prison terms. NASA Director Bill Nelson announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
Did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin, but we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained Thursday the results of an earlier independent study. He says the research will be genuine and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for the Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news segment, brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America, their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. Go over there and either become a member, join them as a member, and help them out with some of the volunteer efforts that they need for what it is they're doing, or become a contributor financially, whatever works for you, however amount of money you want to send them. They're not fancy about it. $5 helps, $10 helps more, et cetera, et cetera. You know the story. But they're good people, and I've been a member of their group ever since day one when I first heard about it a number of years ago. So, let's go back to the telephone line, and Mr. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We got to say good morning in the chat room to George the Godfather. He just chimed in and said hello, didn't he?
He sure did. So, good morning, George.
Yep. You betcha. And I want to talk a little bit about the fact that, and we had an idea this was going to happen. But the United States military, the Pentagon Central Command, has ordered new interviews of service members who were at the Kabul airport, which suicide bombers attacked during the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And the decision, according to the officials, does not reopen the investigation. They just want to see what, from a basic grunt's view, happened there. As criticism is continuing to pour in about the way we handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Indeed, and Captain, I believe this is going to have a second life in the campaign. You know, 13 American service people died during the pullout of from Afghanistan. It couldn't have been done any worse, from what we can tell. And the president's attitude during that whole event was reprehensible. So this is going to come back and be a campaign issue, because this is something that should transcend whether you're Republican or Democrat. This is completely mishandled.
Well, it was reprehensible for a couple of reasons. Number one, he chose to ignore the situation.
That's right.
That's number
one.
And
even when, right? And then even when told, when asked about the people that were falling off these aircraft at altitude because they were hanging on to them, he kind of bristled and said, well, that was 4 or 5 days ago. Missing the point entirely of how horrifically terrible that was. And so, again, this was unfortunately the harbinger of things to come, of how Joe Biden responds to many things.
Well, that was how bad they wanted to get out of Afghanistan, and it is, you know, what it is, unfortunately. Now, in the military, all branches of service, suicide is still a problem, a large problem. And suicide prevention is a moral imperative. I don't think we're doing enough. I don't know what it is we need to do more. But certainly, they've got to get a better handle on this.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. As we were talking with Jimmy from Concerned Veterans for America, one of the things that we talked about was the idea of a stigma. There's a stigma attached with somebody trying to reach out or saying, I'm having trouble, I'm struggling. Well, we have to remove that stigma. We have to let our vets know that, you know, we love them. If they reach out to a family member or a trusted friend, they're not going to find anything but love and acceptance and help. And that's a message that we can get out here on this radio show to any veterans who are listening. And take that step. Reach out to a medical professional, a trusted friend, or a colleague, or family member, because there is going to be help available.
Yes, that's very good points that you just brought up there, for sure. Now, the crew of the USS Pueblo reunited after 55 years to the day, celebrating the capture, well, not celebrating, but remembering the capture of by North Korea of that boat. And, of course, it took quite a bit to get the crew back. And the commanding officer, Lloyd Butcher, was pretty much ostracized for the treatment that, well, he got horrible treatment, first of all, from the North Koreans. But for giving up the boat, they thought that he should never have given up the boat and maybe should have fought to the last man or something. But it is what it is, and it was kind of strange the way that all worked out.
Well, that's right. Of course, the incidents in the Gulf of Tonkin, for example, the Gulf of Tonkin incident began to lay the basis for a larger involvement of the United States in the Vietnam War.
Yeah. Now, the Air Force has picked four more guard wings, that's air units, to fly the C-130J airlifters. Those are the big cargo planes that they use when they're moving the rapid deployment force around. They basically land almost anywhere, short runways and whatnot, and they get the job done. They're quite the aircraft to watch. Coast Guard uses them a lot right now. So that'll be an interesting feat to watch with the Air Guard units using them.
Well, indeed, yes.
Yep. Because the Air Guard, they usually get what they call the hand-me-downs, and those airlifters, they're not hand-me-downs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so, and also it increases their operational capacities and so forth.
Yeah, now I'm wondering what this is all about, because we've been hearing a lot about abortion in the military and the fact that there's some people in Congress that, you know, they don't want people joining the Army because of the abortion stuff that they got going, and they want to try to get rid of that if possible. But House Republicans are demanding data on the VA abortion procedures to find out how many people are actually taking advantage of that.
Well, that's right. I mean, to have some kind of metrics would be helpful in creating policy or making argumentation. Certainly, Senator Tuberville, is the ideas of
Tommy
abortions
G.
in the military. That's right. Yeah, the ideas of abortions in the military are front and center of why he is, you know, single-handedly holding up some of the, all these different appointments, right?
Yeah, everything. Appointments to West Point, the general's confirmation appointments, the colonel's confirmation appointments, everything. Now, they could bypass this if they wanted to, but apparently they don't want to because they could vote individually on each one and break the impasse that way. It would be a tedious procedure, but so what? If you want to do it, that's the way to do it.
Well, that's true. That, and especially both sides get to put their money where their mouth is, I guess, on this.
Yeah. And I'm not sure who the other side is as much as it is just an individual, Senator Tommy Tuberville. I don't think he's got a lot of support in this.
I think you're right. And obviously, we've even had some, of course, now military officers and others speaking out at the damage that's being done to readiness. And that is a consideration. We understand the moral objections to abortion, but at the same time, we do have this readiness issue for the American military, which is also a very important consideration.
Now, we aren't really doing much with North Korea these days, and their silence is now stalling the recovery of America's war dead from the Korean War.
Well, that's a very powerful issue, obviously, to bring home the remains of those who served their country, and is always going to be a top priority. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and they know a lot more than they're putting on to, or you know, telling us about. By the way, in case you were wondering, Kyle, no, the Taliban are not going to promote Western tourism in Afghanistan. They don't want to see anybody there back in the Stone Age.
Not surprising at all. And, of course, when we think about Afghanistan, Captain, we think about, you're right, just how far back in history are they really going here? It's unconscionable what's happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put Kathy to work again if I can locate her. Where are you, Kathy? There she is. I found her. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition. You know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from somebody at Moss Family Automotive, either Moss Nissan or Moss Acura, asking me if I'd like to come over and meet one of the listeners that just bought a new vehicle because of me telling them to on the radio, giving them the information that we do. And it's amazing how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, as well as other parts of the country. Now, that's because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of, and if they don't have it, they'll get it for you. And clean trade-ins, of course, are still commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that and upgrade your ride right now. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you for your service to our country. Now, Nissan locations are in Newport Richey, which is the flagship store. You can see that great, big, huge American flag up in the air 2 miles away before you even get there. Plus, you've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Tampa at Florida Avenue. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, backed up against the Florida Suncoast Parkway, the toll road right there on the west side of Brooksville. Great combination. You'll be able to stop by and see what they have to offer there. And by the way, as is the case, when you stop by to see them, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Why? Because it might save you some more money. Now, Moss Nissan's motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, whatever it takes. And remember that when you go to see them. They're good people, and I bought a couple different vehicles now from them, and I really like the way they take care of me. So there you go. I'm just part of the flock. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, when it comes to finances, real family income surged when President Trump was the president. And under Joe Biden, family incomes have crashed. I'll give you an example. President Trump increased the annual real family incomes by more than $6,000. Under Joe Biden, real family incomes have fallen by $7,400. So that means that's a difference of $13,400 just since Biden came in, correct?
Yes.
Now, President Trump also created 2.8 million more jobs than did President Biden during their respective first 30 months in office. And I keep hearing Biden talking about, well, we've created 11 million jobs. We've done this. We've done that. Really? Where?
Yeah.
Where?
That's a good question. Kind of hard-pressed to say, yeah.
I don't see it, and I don't hear people talking about it either. Now, President Trump created 4.9 million jobs in his first 30 months in office. That is a fact. And in comparison, here's the fact that Biden won't tell you about. He's only created a net 2.1 million new jobs after accounting for Trump workers returning to the workforce after the pandemic. Now, in comparing their first 30 months, President Trump created 2.8 million more jobs than did Biden.
Very interesting indeed. Well, it's a different environment, and the Biden administration came in and almost on purpose created an environment that they knew was going to be detrimental to the economy, to jobs, inflation, you know, all these things.
And Biden gets all excited when he talks about creating jobs in the manufacturing sector, but wait till you hear this one. President Trump created 250,000 more manufacturing jobs than has President Biden during their respective first 30 months in office. President Trump created 454,000 manufacturing jobs in the first 30 months in office. In comparison, President Biden only has created 204,000 net new manufacturing jobs after accounting for Trump manufacturing workers returning to the workforce after the pandemic. Now, it's comparing their first 30 months that President Trump created 250,000 more manufacturing jobs than Biden did in his first 30 months in office.
Yeah, these comparisons are striking, right? And again, this goes into, it shouldn't just be whoever the presidential candidate is, and more than likely it could be Trump at this point, but this needs to be unified messaging throughout the GOP candidacies, right, for all these different offices.
Correct. And prices for gas and goods are surging, we know. Oil right now, West Texas crude is $91 a barrel and going up. Brent crude is $94 a barrel and going up. Yesterday, it was over 95 before it dropped down a little bit. And when President Trump left office, at the time he left office, a gallon of gas was $2.42. Now, that was up from where it was when the election took place back previous to that. On the day that they voted for president and Joe Biden managed to get the victory, the price of gasoline, national average, was $1.87 per gallon.
But, you know, of course, Joe Biden campaigned on the idea that we're going to get rid of fossil fuels, quote unquote, right, these what they call it, that they were not going to be drilling. And so all this was starting to become baked in. Once the election was over, they knew what was coming at that point.
Yeah, and under Biden, a gallon of gasoline hit a record $4 on average last year, twice, not once, twice, and has currently been around $3.80 a gallon, or $1.41 a gallon, or 58% higher under Biden than at any time under President Trump.
Well, sure, and of course now we've got Saudi Arabia, right?
Yep.
And others saying they're going to be in Russia, I think, is cutting back too, but Saudi Arabia in particular. And now, are we beholden now to Saudi Arabia for our energy needs when we could be independent?
Well, we are, because he's been begging the Saudis for some time to give him more oil. And, of course, costs for Americans have risen 16.6% under Biden based on the price of fuel.
That's right, yeah. The consumer price index has gone up almost 17%. You're right, since Joe Biden came into office, right.
And the average inflation rate under Joe Biden has been 5.5%. The average inflation rate under President Trump was 1.9%.
Well, you know, across the board, though, Captain, the not just, you know, what things cost at the grocery store, at the gas pump, but these interest rates have gone sky high now. So all these things are starting to really become suppressed in our economy. And it's hard to know, you know, where the end is going to be if we don't get things under control, like the fuel costs.
Well, that's true, because here's something else that enters into the mix. And as President Trump lowered the regulatory costs by $11,000 per household, while Biden has raised the regulatory costs by adding new regulations by $10,000 per household.
This is really out of control, isn't it?
Yep.
So you go back to what Ronald Reagan asked everybody, are you better off 4 years than you were 4 years ago? And this is going to be a powerful, powerful question as we go through the 2024 election.
Now, 1.9 million more Americans would be working under President Trump than under President Biden, because before the pandemic, 63.4% of Americans were in the labor force. Under Joe Biden, that number dropped to 62.6% of Americans in the labor force, and 63.4% of Americans were working under President Trump, while 62.6% were working under President Biden, meaning that 1.9 million more Americans were working.
Well, that's right. And this is, again, stark contrast. And people, Captain, will want to see those clear choices as we go into the election for 2024. Very clear choices.
Well, I got carried away, and here comes the music. So, so much for that idea. But we will be back, folks, on Monday morning, 0200 hours. Kyle Warren will be back. And, Kyle, have yourself a great weekend. And I hope your team wins.
Thank you, Captain. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. All right. I'm going to be dropping by the Village Inn this afternoon about 2 o'clock to have a little lunch.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.